You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Team that's in first place in all of Major League Soccer, Lionel Messi, and Inter Miami.
Great run here from Junkalai.
Taylor's in. His eighth goal of the season. Messi's brace. It's the first player in MLS history with 5 straight matches with multiple goal contributions. Here he is to Suarez. Stunning from Suarez. 4-1 into Miami. Domination at Gillette.
These two just know how to get it done.
Another jam-packed weekend with almost all the games at the very same exact time in Major League Soccer. Inter Miami beat the Revs 4-1 in Foxborough, but hey, NYCFC, who had never beat Charlotte before, wins 2-1.
TFC 5 undefeated.
Beating Orlando 2-1 as well, and Austin against all odds.
Austin's
unbeaten
good
in a while now,
too.
Wow, against the Galaxy, pretty impressive. But we got to talk about Inter Miami and the New England Revolution. It was a result that I think maybe we could have expected beforehand, and I think we'll get into that in a second. But you were there, Chuck. You called the game. Your family was there. 65,000 sold out Gillette. What was that experience like?
Hey, you had him in that first minute, though.
It was magical. It brought me back to 1994.
Look at recent Coda.
These are my two boys, my twins. They got Leo Messi's autograph.
That's awesome.
The best night of their life. When I was 8 years old, the same age as them, I got to go to a 1994 World Cup match in Foxborough, and that's where the dream was born for me. And I've tried, you know, as a parent, you want your kids to be happy, but you want them inspired. You want them to work towards something, a goal, have a dream. And I think this was the night for them. I think this lit the fire inside. And now they want to work towards making that dream come true, which is becoming a professional soccer player. So I want to say I owe a lot to Leo Messi. And I think this is why you pay the money that the league pays, that Apple pays, to bring a player like this to inspire generations. I mean, one, the prices per ticket to come to a Gillette Stadium, you can't afford. They're massive.
They're more expensive than Patriots tickets, reportedly.
Yes, But I'll tell you this, it's worth the price of admission to see Leo Messi come and drop two goals and have two assists, be involved in all aspects of Inter Miami's attack. My kids were cheering. I made sure they came with their Revs jersey. I say, hey, I was a Revs player. This is our hometown team. You support your club. Now, yes, you can love Messi, but you got to support the Revs. But ultimately, when he scored, the whole crowd went nuts. It was almost like an away game for the Revs, but either way, it's an atmosphere you dream of playing in. So given that, I think we saw why Miami is so good, and we saw some of the vulnerabilities that Miami have and still have, which is the lack of pace in the back line when they play high, and the goalkeeping position is a little shaky because of the mistakes that are happening. But when they control the game, which it took them about 25 minutes because the Revs were playing with this crazy intensity, and I thought they did a great job of playing in a mid-block and putting pressure on the players when Inter Miami had the ball, and it forced them into bad decisions. But ultimately, you can't keep up with that intensity over 90 minutes, and then the true quality shown through, which with Busquets finding Messi, and Messi was just finding those pockets.
And I want to ask Brian, with your wealth of experience,
that first touch,
how good
that
they
first
are.
Touch is just amazing.
I mean this is drilled at quality, yeah. Right? But my question is to you over the sustainability in an MLS season, right? Well, we know how good this is. Messi can produce this without even trying. Defensively, like for all of their fallacies that they have, are they built to win MLS Cup?
Are they? I mean, I think Inter Miami thinks that.
Are they complete? Okay.
I think the one concern you always have, certainly the length of the season and the age of the players that are really making a difference for Inter Miami, you wonder how that managing the time is going to be handled. The one thing I'll say that nowadays compared to 5 years ago that it helps is they're now charters. Before, you know, you had to wait till the next day, go sit in the airport, and you didn't have that ability to recover that you have now. You know, you get on the flight, you have the medical staff, you have the food you want right away, and you get back into that rhythm a little bit easier.
As an older player,
even a younger player. I mean, it helps
everybody.
It makes
a big difference.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
The one thing I will say is always the concern for me with this team is the transition side of things. You can see they can do it going forward, right? And Messi hanging out and getting in little pockets. And you always have an out ball with him, and especially Busquets. They're going to have a tough time at the end of the season to make sure everybody stays healthy. And then defensively, that frailty that I think is there with – they leave a lot of pockets in between their center backs where you can run in behind – or find a good little area to receive a ball and turn and go. And those are going to be my concerns with Inter Miami. But going forward, man, they are so fun to watch.
So fun to watch. And watching the Revs, because we've seen the Revs and we've seen their low points this season, and it's slowly improving. And I think Caleb Porter getting a trade for Arriaga at the end of the transfer window was a big improvement, because I thought he helped. Initially, I think he sat in next to Henry Kessler, and it looked pretty good for the first 30, 40 minutes. But ultimately, we saw Sean Kalai play as a false nine, and that was better than what they had before. And he's not a striker. He can't play with his back to goal, but he still gives you something more than what they had before. So I think when you're looking at teams, even Inter Miami, the summer transfer window is still going to be big for a lot of teams. Can they get a player to strengthen the back line?
Legally, you mean?
Or yeah. Where are they going to find the money?
Within roster rules? I don't know how they do it. I mean, they keep on adding players. As a New York City FC fan in the same conference, do you... No, seriously, because I feel like in Major League Soccer, Inter Miami is a team, especially when you're a direct rival of them, might not be a team that you like, because it feels like they're seemingly allowed to conform.
No, you like it.
But okay, but hold on.
You want to play against those type of players.
But I ask Alexis as a fan, are they fearsome? Is it a team that you're scared of as collectively?
I'm wearing pink and black. What a terrible time for you to ask this question. I think anytime a team lines up with these players, you're scared. Surely there's fearsome. But at the same time, this is what you want. You want your team to go up against a player, like players like this and beat them. Also, you want to, whatever your advantage is in New York City, it's playing on a smaller pitch and at Yankee Stadium. What's, you know, how many times has Messi played on a baseball stadium? You know, let's see if that has any advantage for us. At the end of the day.
Smaller space for Messi? No.
Yeah, obviously not. But still, give me something.
Brass?
Has he ever run over a second base? I don't think so. I think for me, just looking at the league from a bird's eye view, this is exciting. It's exciting to hear, you know, the stories of Charlie's kids sort of getting that gleam in their eye of like, oh, now I see what all the fuss is about. And I think we all have one of those moments. We all have one of those moments that made us like just insane fans of this game. The opportunity to sit there and go, I think I want to do this at a young age, that's huge. And that's what bringing in players like this is for. So when I look at it from a bird's eye view, I think to myself, I want New York City to beat them, you know, 10-0 every time they play them. But at the same time, I understand the value that having players like this brings into the league. And that's worth way more than...
I will say 65,000 at Gillette, right? You're getting a lot of fans who are maybe sports fans, not necessarily soccer fans.
Well, you said you were upset it was called the Messi game. This was the Messi game.
Right. A lot of people say, hey, I'm going to the Messi game. It's like, you mean the Revs game. It's a Revs game that Messi is playing in.
Yeah.
But that, the tailgate, the excitement, you cannot beat that. That is why it's so influential when you have a player like that. And someone who owns it. Messi took the time in the game to salute the fans and let them know he appreciated them.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
It was crazy.
I told you this awesome. Before we went on air. And Tony Meola alluded to it in the Kicking It episode. The World Cup in 2026 is going to be all of this that we're seeing and 94 on crack.
Oh,
it's going to be awesome. It's going to make new fans. It's going to put this... be the catapult for this sport to make it into much more of the mainstream.
Inter Miami likes our show, by the way.
That's crazy.
Shout out to Inter Miami.
This is Messi.
And Javi Morales, right?
Javi Morales, assistant coach, obviously MLS legend.
Yeah.
I even got to talk to Tata.
Nice.
Brushed up on my Spanish.
How was that?
Did
he ask if you played for the Dominican national team?
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.